Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Ginsburg's here, too, folks. He's a new friend. Scott is the author of many books. He's got a television program on the Internet. He's focused on making sure that you are able to at least meet the world halfway, maybe a little more than halfway. He says if people can't come up to you, they'll never get behind you. And that's what his newest book's all about. It's all about the name tag principle. I'm sorry, yeah, the name tag principle. That's it. Scott Ginsburg, welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Good to have you here. Tell the audience what the name tag principle is.
So I am the world's record holder of wearing name tags. I've been doing it for over 4,000 days, I know. Try to contain your title.
Is this a Guinness anointed a title, or is this
actually
a Ginsburg anointed title?
Yeah. Guinness Book rejected me a couple times because there are not enough other people going for the name tag record besides me. But I am in Ripley's, believe it or not, and there is no one else who's done it longer. So I have spent 11
years now. How many days now?
That's like 4,010, something like that.
Okay, so that's like 10 years?
Well, actually, today is the 11-year anniversary. So
11. Wow, and you joined me on your 11th anniversary. Wow, well, I'm so honored, Scott.
Well, the whole
so 11 years without now. So now, what's your social life like with? I mean, do you wear these on? You know, when you go out.
24/7 means 24/7, and that's kind of the whole immersion experiment. As I learned that when you wear a name tag 24/7, it changes the level of approachability in a conversation, and that's what business people need to realize: is what can you do
right
that sticks yourself out there, but also gets people to come to you.
So you just put a name tag on that says Scott.
That's it. There's no title, there's no company name, it's just handwritten, sticky, very simple, and what turns out that it's not a badge, it's a brand.
Yes. Now, when I put a name tag on, when I get to fill it out myself, I say, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far?
I like that, that's good.
Yeah. So, but I don't wear those all the time. So, so talk to us about, is this something you recommend for small business owners?
I certainly think name tags are helpful, and if you go to a Chamber of Commerce meeting or if you're meeting with clients, I mean, it's great to have it there. I think the key is that it's not about the name tag, it's about the permission. You know, wearing a name tag gives people permission to talk to me. And I think that, you know, as a business owner myself, that's kind of like our big challenge is, how do we give people permission to come up and say hi? How do we give customers permission to ask a question? How do we give clients permission to approach us and say, hey, you know, we got this project, you think you can work on it? So we can be approachable in a lot of different ways that have nothing to do with the name tag, whether it's in person or online.
Right. And you know, it's amazing the number of people who don't want to wear a name tag. I mean, if you go to a, like you say, if you go to a chamber mixer or anything, they don't like wearing the name tags, do they?
Yeah, and I understand that because I'm used to it. I wear them all the time. I love them. I think everybody should wear them. But, yeah, a lot of people don't, and I get that because I think that, you know, it's a risk. It's a little bit vulnerable. You look kind of dorky, and it's like I see why people don't wear them. But, see, that's the whole problem is that we're so focused on ourselves and why we don't want to wear them. Name tags aren't about us. They're about everyone in the world but us. So to say we don't want to wear them is being selfish. It's about the willingness to share who we are with the world to make it easier for them to be one less name to have to remember, to be one less person to avoid.
Exactly. Well, and to also make you memorable. And you know, you're talking about one less name to remember. When I walk up to someone that I know and I think they recognize me, but they may not remember who I am. If I'm not certain, if I'm not absolutely positive that they know who I am, even though I know they recognize me, I walk up and I say, "Hi, it's Jim Blasingame."
Exactly.
And then they'll say, then that gives them an opportunity to say, "Oh yeah, Jim, I know who you are." Like, and they, of course they didn't remember my name probably, but at least I helped them out a little bit.
Yeah, the worst thing you can say to someone is
that makes you memorable, doesn't it?
Right. You never want to go, "Hey, do you remember me?" Because all that does is make them feel stupid and it makes them feel like you're not important enough to remember. You just go up and remind them.
Right. Well, and another thing, if you're walking up with someone else, like your wife, for example, if you walk up to somebody, you know, that's really awkward. You can't remember the person's name and you want to introduce them. You know, I walk up and say, "Hey, you know, I'm Jim, you know, good to see you again. This is my wife," and say her name. And now the whole awkward moment's gone.
Well, fortunately, I have a name tag tattooed on my chest so my girlfriend doesn't call me the wrong name in bed ever again.
But does she let you wear a name tag out when you go? Of course, you probably don't take her out to fancy meals. I heard you're pretty tight. So, if you took her to a nice restaurant, would she let you wear the name tag out there?
Look, I know how to romance a lady. When I take my girlfriend to White Castle, we both wear name tags.
or Denny's, when you go to Denny's for breakfast, you...
Well, I mean, Denny's, so, let's not break the bank.
Yeah, exactly. So, what do you think about having a business owner have their own, you know, permanent branded name tag, not just a paper with adhesive on the back of it, but a real name tag that they would wear, you know, with their name and their brand on it, their company name. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. One of my clients is a merchant, an artisan, and when he goes to these art shows, like, you know, he's in the middle of the street and there's 100 other booths and it's like, God, how are you going to remember everybody? And he's a wire sculptor, so he makes these like unbelievable sculptures out of wire, and you look at these things like, wow, the craftsmanship is gorgeous, and, you know, he's a welder, and his name tag is a piece of art. It is a wire name tag with, you know, it's written on the inside, but so what he did is he took the name tag as an extension of his brand, as a piece of his art, and I think we could all do that, you know? Whatever company you work for, how do you live that brand in the form of a name tag? That's really cool to kind of, that's cool. You know, and then you could say, well, actually, this name tag is made out of this, and that's what my company does. You know, how many do you want to buy?
Right. Hey, Scott, give us your website, please.
HelloMyNameIsScott.com.
All right. HelloMyNameIsScott.com. It's all about the name tag principle, folks. We're going to take a quick break, come right back. Scott's going to teach us a little bit more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.